الحمد لله الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in the course of Muharram, in the beginning of Muharram, we find that the spotlight in many of our discussions centers around our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, known as the Ahle Bayt, the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many a times it is because of the tragic incident that happened on the 10th of Muharram of the Shahadat of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which undoubtedly is one of the most tragic events in the history of Islam. And at that occasion, you find certain sects claiming that they are the ones who love the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam more. But under that guise, they then attack and criticize the Sahaba, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken so highly about, and Allah has declared His happiness about. However, what is important for us, that we don't regard that any particular sect is closer to the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam than others. It is part of our belief that the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are very close to us. In fact, more closer than our own family. Hamare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka khandan, jin par hum har salat mein salam bhejte hain, wo humse apne khandan se bhi zyada qareeb hai. They are even more closer to us than our own family. We don't take our family's name the way we take the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every salat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. So the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so close to us. Yet, it would be fair for me to say, and I can say so without any fear of contradiction, that very few of us know about the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke khandan ke mutalliq bahut kam jante hain. Very little. I will give an example in today's talk. Today I want to speak about the eldest daughter of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And I'm sure many of us might not have heard. We all know that amongst the daughters is Fatima. Fatima tu sayyidatu nisa'i ahlil jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Fatima is the queen of all the women in Jannah. And she's undoubtedly the most virtuous of all the daughters. But that doesn't mean that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughters ends only with Fatima. There are other daughters who are equally close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and equally close to us. Anyone close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is close to us. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when his father became a Muslim, he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, Abbas radiallahu anhu's Islam was more pleasing to me than my own father's Islam. Abbas radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke chacha ke jo iman hai, wo mere walid ke iman se bhi mujhe zyada khushi hogi. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu ke iman ke upar. Why? Ke wo aapke liye baise musarrat. It was a means of happiness for you that your uncle with whom you are so close became a Muslim. So anyone who is close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is close to us. And of course, we know that every person, every father has a special relationship with his daughters. Now, the same was with our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala was a unique woman who suffered tremendously for the sake of her father's message. She was born when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 30 years of age. 5 years, you know, to the age of 30 years of age, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala was born. So when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam started off prophethood, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was 10 years of age. And because in the initial stages there was persecution upon the Muslims, she also suffered that type of persecution. Unhone nabuwat ki ibtidai salo ko dekha aur kufar ke haatho aziyat bhi jile aur kufar ke haatho mein bahut se mazalim bhi jile. Right. We find a very interesting incident. Harith bin Harith in Imadi comes to Makkah Mukarrama and he relates, I came to Makkah Mukarrama once in the initial stages of nabuwat. I saw a person going in the streets of Makkah telling people, Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people, say la ilaha illallah, you would be successful. And I saw someone behind him throwing him with stones, throwing him with dust, and he was bruised, he was wounded. Then I saw at the time of midday, this person rested. And when he rested, a young girl came with a glass of water and she came and gave it to this person. And who was this person? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when this young girl gave water to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to drink, when he threw it out, there was full of blood. It was full of blood. So this young girl started crying. This young girl started crying. So when she cried, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh my daughter, don't cry. Oh my daughter, don't cry. A time will come when your father's message will reach every baked and unbaked house in this world. Oh my daughter, don't cry. I asked the people afterwards, what is this? He said, this is Muhammad ibn Abdullah who is a prophet of Allah. He is inviting people towards prophethood. I asked, who is the one who is throwing him with stones? It is his uncle Abu Lahab. I asked, who is the girl who came and gave water? He said, it is daughter Zainab. Daughter Zainab, the eldest daughter of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She saw that particular situation. When she becomes of age, her cousin Abu al-Az bin Rabi proposes for her. He comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu al-Az was Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha's cousin from the mother's side. So Khadija's radiallahu ta'ala's sister's son. And he came and he proposed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me ask Zainab, who was extremely happy, and they got married. This marriage was a remarkable example of loyalty and devotion and love. Amazing. So when they got married, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then started off and Islam started propagating, the Quraysh put pressure on the son-in-laws of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to divorce the daughters of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the two sons of Abu Lahab, they divorced the two daughters of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum. And they put pressure on Abu al-Az bin Rabi, divorce Zainab. She's a daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will give you any other woman that you want in Makkah. And he refused and he said, I will not divorce my wife. I got love for her. He refused. Then of course, the day started, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated. And Zainab remained with Abu al-Az bin Rabi. And that time it was permissible. It was permissible to remain in marriage to someone who was not a Muslim. Because it was in the initial stages of Islam. The Battle of Badr takes place. After the Battle of Badr, Abu al-Az bin Rabi, the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takes part in that battle. He is taken captive. The decision is made that all the captives will be freed by ransom. Kuch pesa dekar unko riha kar do. So Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha sends a necklace that her mother gave her. Hazrat Khadija gave her. She sent the necklace to ransom her daughter, to ransom her husband. Subhanallah. Huh? Send, who's there today in today's time, woman will be able to sacrifice for the sake of the husband? Here, she sent her necklace which she got, which was of sentimental and great value. So when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that necklace that Zainab sent to free her husband, and thinking, and this is a necklace of my beloved wife, That wife who supported me in the beginning of Islam. That wife who gave me all support when no one was prepared to give me support. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started crying. Ansar and the Sahaba saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, if you feel so emotionally taken aback because of what had happened, free Abul As, free your son-in-law without ransom. We are all prepared to do so. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw that this was a necklace of Khadija, my wife who spent so much for Islam. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, allow him to go without, give that necklace back to Zainab. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent the necklace back to Zainab, but told him one reason. You send my daughter back. Now Islam has progressed, it's not permissible for you to stay together, send my daughter back. So Abul As bin Rabi goes. And then when he goes, he tells Zainab, we cannot stay together. So you see, when she became a Muslim, she told Abul As bin Rabi, why don't you accept Islam? She said, I find it very difficult. If I accept Islam, Quraysh would taunt me that you accepted Islam because of your wife. And you see, that time, the pressure of tribalism was so much that he couldn't bear that taunt. People would say, you became a Muslim because of your wife. So he couldn't bear it. He said, leave me alone. And she said, I will remain with you, inshallah, till the day you become and you get hidayat. I will be with you and I will make dua for you. So when he came back from and been freed after Badr, he then told his brother Kinana, go and take Zainab back to Madinah Munawwara. On the way, the Quraysh couldn't bear it. They had just lost Badr and the daughter of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going. So they attacked her. Habbar bin Aswad, he came and he attacked Zainab. He attacked the camel in which she was riding. She fell down. She miscarried, and the child died. In fact, this was a reason why she herself were to pass away after a few years after that. It had a tremendous impact upon her. So Abu Sufyan came to know about it, so he rushed there and he said, wait, let me talk to Kinana. Kinana was saying, anyone troubles Zainab, I will kill him. So then Abu Sufyan went to tell him and said, that, you know, why are you taking her in broad daylight? As it is, the people of Makkah are sad over what happened in Badr. Now you're taking the Prophet's, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's daughter in front of everyone. Just take her back home and afterwards take her at night without anyone knowing. And then they brought Zainab back and she came back to stay with Abul As bin Rabi. And then afterwards Kinana takes her in the darkness of the night and takes her away. Abu Sufyan's wife used to tell the people of Makkah, when you are supposed to show your bravery in Badr, you lost. And then when it's not time for you to show bravery, you show your bravery against an innocent woman. Nevertheless, she comes back. When she comes back to Madinah Munawwara, she stays with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At that time, the elder sister, Ruqayya, had also passed away. She remained, but she doesn't get married. She's still making dua that one day Abul As bin Rabi will maybe become a Muslim. Now what an amazing thing happens. Abul As bin Rabi one day leads a delegation, a trade delegation, right? And they go towards Syria, or they go towards one place. The Muslims come to know about it. They attack that trade caravan and Abul As bin Rabi manages to escape. He was the leader of the trade delegation. And in the darkness of the night, he comes and knocks at the door of Zainab. Zainab opens and hoping that he might have become a Muslim. And he said, no, I have not become a Muslim now. I want you to give me protection. Now in Islam, in an ideal Islamic state, when one citizen gives protection, it is a responsibility of the entire community to adhere to that protection. So at the time of Fajr, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is about to go on the Musalla at the time of Fajr, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala says loudly, I have given protection to Abul As bin Rabi. I have given protection to Abul As bin Rabi. So after Salat, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, did you hear what had happened? Said, yes. Says, Wallahi, I didn't know about this. It's not something that I didn't know about this. So when this happened, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to and said, that, listen, don't allow him to come near you, don't have husband-wife relationship, but treat him well, give him food, etc. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come to the Ansar and said, you know, the well that you had taken because he was the leader of the delegation, I would make an appeal to you, give it back to him, because it would be said that because he was a son-in-law, he took the wealth of the people of Makkah and gave it to the people of Medina. So they gave him back that wealth. So he goes back. Now when he goes back, just look at this. He goes to Makkah, he gives everyone their share. Whatever they had invested, he gives everyone. After that, he calls the people of Makkah and says, O people of Makkah, are you happy that I have fulfilled my responsibility? They say, yes. After he had taken that, he said, I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. He becomes a Muslim. When he becomes a Muslim, he comes back to Medina Munawwara. And he said, the reason why I wanted to become Muslim that time, but if I had come then, they would say that I became a Muslim because I was in Medina and because of the pressure of my father-in-law. And then he came back. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, when he went away, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said an amazing thing. He said, this son-in-law of mine is a person who I've got great respect for because he is honest and he fulfills his promises. Very few people praise their son-in-law. Damad ki bhi bahut zyada tarif ki. My son-in-law, he fulfills his promises. He is such an amazing person. You see, even while he's not a Muslim, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is praising him. Allah in the Quran had said, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَعْمَنُوا بِقِنْتَارِ يُعَدِّهِ إِلَيْكِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَعْمَنُوا بِدِينَارِ اللَّهِ يُعَدِّهِ إِلَيْكِ. Amongst the Ahlul Kitab, there are people who are honest, and there are other people who are dishonest. So even amongst the disbelievers, there are categories, and some people, they are honest, and Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it in the Quran. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had praised him, that my son-in-law is a very person who is very honest in his dealings. So he comes back. An amazing thing, because of Islam's emphasis upon the family, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allows him to stay once again with Hazrat Zainab without renewing the nikah and without giving another type of dowry. What the masla is a different matter. I'm just saying that how Nabi Karim, the two then remain together. But because of the wound she had suffered at the time when she was migrating by Habbar bin Aswad, amazing thing, let me say, at the time of the conquest of Makkah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had exempted 15 people from general amnesty. One of them was Habbar bin Aswad, because he had been the reason for the death of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's daughter. But even thereafter, afterwards he used to run away because he knew he was exempted. One day he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam quietly and said, Ya Rasulullah, you can do whatever you want with me. I'm Habbar bin Aswad, forgive me. The one who was a cause of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's daughter's death, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgave him. Yes, he was the one who caused Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away. And when she passed away, Abu al-As bin Rabi used to cry so much that the people around him used to feel him pity. He used to say that I sacrificed so much and I had so much love for Zainab, the daughter of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An amazing incident when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was burying her. Burying your own children is never easy. May Allah ta'ala never ever give anyone that situation. It's never easy. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying and very sad when he lowered her into the qabr. But when he came out, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, that's an amazing thing that we see. That on one occasion you are sad, now you are smiling. What an amazing thing, he said. I made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, my daughter had suffered for the sake of Islam. She had seen the beginning stages of persecution. While migrating, she had aborted and she had miscarried because of what they had done to her. She is weak and she is feeble. Ya Allah, protect her from the adab of the qabr. And oh Allah, grant her your forgiveness. And when I was in the qabr, Allah Ta'ala revealed to me, your daughter is forgiven. That is why when I came out, I was so happy. Brothers, just imagine, the daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making dua for the protection of adab. Yet you and I, we are so complacent, we know, we don't care about adab. It doesn't even cross our mind that we have to ask Allah Ta'ala for protection of adab, of al-qabr adab, etc. And this way, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala passed away. An amazing thing about Zainab radiallahu ta'ala was, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala had two children, Ali and Umama. Subhanallah. Umama was very beloved to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day made long sijda. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, why you made so much long sijda? My granddaughter Umama was on my back. I couldn't do anything. Thus Umama was so beloved to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that thereafter, that one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received a very expensive jewelry, piece of jewelry. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an announcement, I'm going to give it to someone whom I love the most, from amongst the women, from amongst the women. So everyone, the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everyone was thinking, who is Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to give it to? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took it and gave it to his granddaughter, Umama. Umama was the one who, after Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, Ali radiallahu ta'ala got married to Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. My dear respected brothers, this is Zainab, the daughter of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through whom we receive and we hear and we gain so much lessons. And that is why I'm saying, many a times we have the love of the family. We say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. But I'm sure many of us never even heard and knew these details about the daughter of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala elevate her status. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of the family. Because the family of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by and large, were not only respected and honorable in our eyes because of being the family. Abu Lahab was also the family. But we say, tabbat yada abi lahabi wa tab. But they were honorable because whenever Islam required sacrifice, the family of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam were first. So you can look at Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so many occasions, they were the first to do sacrifice because they loved Islam. Because of that, they will always have value in the eyes of every believer, every believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their status, and may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of, you know, following. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.